Welcome to the Empowered Dancers podcast, where we talk openly about all things empowerment in the salsa, bachata and kizomba scene. Join me as I talk about the highs and lows of Latin dancing, as well as interviewing some incredible people on their stories, experiences and points of view, both in the dancing and beyond. Go to empowereddancers.com/5ways for 5 tips to boost your confidence on the social dance floor. I'm Bobby Miles, that's Bobby with an IE and Miles as in distance. Because social dancing is so different to performance dancing, and you are a social butterfly on the dance scene. But you started into performing last year.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So what made you go, I want to try this out?
Hmm?
So what made you go, I want to try this out?
Yeah. So I actually had a friend that did it back in UK, in London. But a few years ago already, I think. And I went to see her. I visited her and I saw her show. I was like, oh, I never really thought of doing it because I was still like a little bit shy about my social dancing and stuff, you know, getting back to it. But I saw her part of the team and she was so happy, you know, and then like when the show ended, she was like, how was it? And people, you know, were filming. And so, yeah, it's, you could feel that she prepared for the project and being part of the team, it was something, it was an experience. So I was like, okay, getting back to Switzerland, let's think about it. And then I didn't really see that kind of project for a while. Sometimes there's some project of you do like a full day workshop or full weekend and then you get it filmed. So you have like, you know, a performance video, but that's different.
Yeah.
And one of my previous teachers, so when I started back bachata in Geneva, one of my previous teachers, she was doing a session of lady styling. So over, I think it was during four or five months of lady styling. So you you learn a choreo and then you're part of a lady styling team and you're supposed to do like some shows for the dancing school. And, you know, we did 2 shows. I would have liked to do more, but you know, sometimes it's also hard to organize with the people's schedules and travels. So yeah, and it was not for competition. That's important to say. It was just for performance, open level, so everyone could come to the class. No selection, no audition. And then I think it was like a class of 2 hours per week. We would go to the class, learn the choreo, and by the end of the session, we would have to film ourselves. I know that some teams, especially for competition, they do that. They learn the choreo and then they have a homework of, you know, sending the video to the coach. So we did have that once, sending it to our teacher. That was really good to get, you know, personal feedback, which you don't really have in collective class except if you take private classes. You know, a really detailed feedback on like not on one specific mood, on like your overall dancing technique, how you do in terms of posture and everything. So yeah, so I got that feedback and that really helped me. I already took some private before that, so I knew what was not really working well and what to improve on. But yeah, it's always good to know. And with the choreo also, like sometimes she would choreograph, you know, like looking at on that side and then looking at the public, this kind of stuff. So yeah, and it was a really good challenge. And when I did the show and after that, I was like, I can't believe I actually did that, you know, because like before, sometimes I still get shy about my social dancing, but much less than before. Before I would be like, okay, you know, like maybe I didn't go well. So like doing a choreo in front of people and being part of team of women, that was empowering as well. It's like you get together with the, so I had a friend of mine and then other people that became friends. We were like rehearsing together. So that's a very fun experience to have. So you help each other, you have questions and stuff. And then for the choreo, usually the teacher would place you, you know, so you would have your placement for the choreo, and then sometimes you would move throughout the music. So you would have to learn that. So you would have to learn your part, but also how you're placed around your other dancer friends,
yes.
you know. So you would have to rehearse with your group, your team.
Yep.
So that's why it's a really good experience as well, because you have collective rehearsals, and then you prepare, you know, like you have that part before the show. You rehearse at the venue, and then you put makeup on and the costumes, the sparkly costumes and stuff. We all had like the old costume. That's very fun, and you feel that. If it's a good group, you feel the energy, like everyone is like, okay, let's go. Yeah, just before the show, you do like high fives and like, hey, you know, you have like that
Yes.
good adrenaline just before the show. And then you look at the video, you're like, oh my God, I messed this up, but it was good. But yeah, we had earrings as well, and like I did one move. I was super doing to be like this, and then the arm went here, and the earring went down. You
Oh
know?
no!
But overall, I'd say it's a really, if you ever have that in your city, and it's a convenient time for you to go, because also it's more of a commitment than like the usual
Regular
social.
weekly drop-ins,
Yeah, because you know that it's a project and you have a result at the end. You know,
Yes.
it's like any
Yeah.
job, you have a project. But it's also really fun because you have like something concrete to look at. So you work towards that goal, that show. So yeah, it's kind of an investment in terms of time, because you have to go to classes, to rehearsals.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have rehearsals on the weekends with your group. You have to rehearse at home as well. In the beginning of the session, I didn't rehearse at home, and it was not good. Yeah, it like because I wouldn't really learn, memorize. You have to memorize the choreo,
Yes.
and
Yeah.
then you know, and then your teacher can correct you during the class and look at, you know, what you can like change and work on. But if you don't know the choreo, you're still learning the choreo in the class. You know, you're kind of slowing the class as well.
Yeah.
If everyone learns it back home. So my tip would be, try to I know it's not easy, but like try at least to look at the video, because usually at the end of the class
You
your
take a
teacher,
video, yeah.
yeah
Yeah.
would take a video of the counts and the music. So at least before that, try to look at it a few times and try to memorize it, even like not doing properly the moves, but just doing like roughly, just to have it in the body.
Yep.
If you can do some training sessions, even like 10 minutes a day, that's good. I try to do that with my lady standing classes now, not
Yep.
show, but like regular classes. So do that, and you're gonna feel much better in the moves. So like you're gonna improve in your body moves. Obviously it's choreo, so you're not gonna place those in social dancing,
Yeah.
although some of the moves maybe, it depends, but you're gonna be much better in your body move and your arm standing, which is
Yeah.
very, very hard to have if you don't know how to do it,
Yeah, very true. Yeah, I still struggle with arm styling. My goodness. My feet are doing their thing. They're happy. I throw in some arms and everything goes wrong.
Like the core is like, oh, what? What is going on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it sounds like you kind of, so I've done one similar. Well, I tried one and it was quite intense, and I didn't feel that lovely fun vibe that you're describing. And then I did another one a couple of years later, and it was exactly as you're saying. You're open level. You're not going to do like big massive event shows. Just some local things, and it's that building friendship with new women, because that was a women just women won that second one, and having that sense of team and that sense of responsibility. I got to go practice because the team doesn't want to wait for me. I don't want them to wait for me. So keeping that up. But for me, it was definitely the teammate aspect that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I love it. And when I have some friends that have done competition, some of them they've done solos. I'm like, how did you have the motivation and, you know, the courage also to go there like alone and work up your choreo? And especially one of my friends, she's very, 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 very good. Now she's not doing much competition because she wants to take a break. But before that, she did a lot of solo and lady styling team, but at a really pro level for competition in France. And that's wow. I'm like, you're such an inspiration because it's really challenging. First of all, it's like any sport, like you go to the gym, you know, and keep the motivation and being like regular with your sessions. That's the thing. Keep the motivation, keep having fun with your training sessions, because sometimes it can be like, okay, it's kind of a homework to do. I don't want to do it. And if you don't have fun, it's painful, you know, and it's supposed
you
to
gotta
be.
exactly I gotta remind yourself, why am I doing it? Where is the fun? Bring that into it.
That's why I like the experience with the team, because if you have a good group, everyone's gonna, like, you know, support each other to the
you
best.
Lift each other up massively.
Lift each other up. So they're releasing a project. They have now this year in Geneva, they have a few projects, some for competition. They had an audition, didn't make the cut, but that was for like semi-pro, you know, like competition level. But that was still a good experience to have, to, because audition, that's a whole different experience as well. You learn a choreo and then you do it in front of a jury, so that's even more stressful than an interview, because
it's gonna be so
it's
difficult.
Yeah,
When you're doing the little performance, the kind of low level local performance, you've got friends in the audience, and you've got just other local dancers who just are like, yes, you've spent your time practicing this thing, well done, let's support and cheer you on. Whereas a panel
and
of
then clap.
they clap and they're like, yes, good job, well done. Whereas a jury and judging panel are not going to do that.
No, I mean, they're still smiley, but like it's still like they're teaching you the choreography like quite fast on purpose, because they want you to figure it out, to, you know, challenge your level and see if you know the technical things or not. So they're not gonna explain it, and then you have like a few minutes to get judged. I even, like, speaking about it, like, that was a, because I did two auditions. I'm really hardcore.
Well done.
Oh, I mean, like, for the experience, okay, let's say. But I did, so I tried that, because I did that show thing I really liked, and I was like, oh, I saw something in another city. It was for lady styling team, for shows and competition. But I didn't really know my level. I was like, okay, let's try, you know? So I traveled to the other city. I even, like, stayed at a friend's place overnight. And then I went to the audition. But it was learning choreography with heels, wearing heels. Plus, so you do it in front of a jury. They film you, and you have a part of improvisation. That's the wow. So I kind of prepared for it, but I think it was for like very, very, like, technical dancers and maybe people that have already a few years of social dance, solo dancing.
Yes.
So classical, you know, like solo dancing.
Yeah, they already have
And
that
that
experience. But well done for
huh?
going and giving it a go.
Thank you, thank you.
That
Yeah,
takes some serious courage
I don't
and
know. Like sometimes
excitement.
I'm like, okay, go now. Before I would be like, ah no, let's not do it, no. And now I'm like, okay, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's smash, smash, smash.
Why not?
So yeah, and so I did that audition, then another one for like couple dancing. And it was the same, but they didn't have the improvisation part. So it was a little bit better, but you would have to learn the choreography with a partner. So if your partner, the leader, you know, forgets some moves, you're like, ah, I need to compensate.
You have to be equally motivated and leveled, I guess, as well.
Yeah, level as well. So yeah, it's quite stressful, but overall a really good experience, a good challenge. And this year I just saw they're releasing another project of Lady Styling Team, so maybe I'm gonna do it, but just for shows, I think.
Go, go,
Not sure.
go.
Yeah, that would be like, you know, I've already done it in the past, so easier, like, because I know how to prepare for those kind of things. And yeah,
That's
and
cool. But you've
but
also done a bit of competition in partner dancing as well.
Jack and Jill's. Ah yeah, oh yeah, I did that as well. Oh, yeah. Jack and Jill. So I only did one so far. It was actually at the Bachata Geneva Festival last year.
Okay, so for those who don't
So
know, Jack and Jill is you're a partner with a random person, and a piece of music plays that is you don't know what it's going to be, and you dance to it, and then you're judged,
yeah.
and you progress or you're cut from the competition.
Yeah, usually they have a few rounds. So the first round, 3 or 4 rounds, and the first round is like everyone. So if it's a lot of candidates, they do like several rounds of first round, you know, of pre-selection, let's say. So a few, yeah, 3, 4 songs just to see, but like really, really short, and you switch from partner to partner, as you say, like it's random. Everyone has a number, stick to like a little number, you know, stick to you. And you're gonna have a jury looking at you. Usually it's the artist of the venue of the festival. If you make already the first round, it's good, because the second round is like not even a third of all the candidates. And the one I did last year, it was a lot of candidates. I don't remember, but maybe like 50 or 60
Oof.
candidates. A lot. And already last year, the level was, oh, wow, local teachers, internship teachers from Spain, everywhere in Europe,
That's
from
so
UK.
cool. I love that you
Huh?
joined in on that. Why not?
I was like, why not? Yeah. How did I prepare for that? I think I took like a few privates with my teacher. Sometimes I do training with some friends of my class. So that's good to, you know, practice the moves we've learned. But still, I didn't make the cut, but I mean, the people who made the cut, it's like crème de la crème, you know, it's wow, technical, and also it's on the spot. So because you don't know who you're gonna dance with, everything has to be good. Technical thing, technical side, musicality. So if you stumble even like one step, you're out, just because they have, you know, it's a contest, so they have to choose. So yeah, but I got really good dances, because like obviously it was a very, very good social dancers. So yeah, and then they do the pre-selection, then selection, some semifinals.
Yep, semifinals.
Semi-finals and then finals. Finals usually it's like it's during the evening, with the artists. So wow, the people that do that, you know, like it's in front of a crowd on the stage or not, but like in front of a crowd with the artists. And then, yeah. So this year they're gonna do the Jack and Jill as well, but I didn't apply just because I think I want to do Jack and Jill, but like local ones. Like it's a local one, but like smaller one. And this year I think people had to apply, sending their video in order to get selected as a candidate
Oh,
to do the Jack and Jill, you
so
know.
they're
So
leveling
there's a
up
pre-selection.
again. Yeah, pre-selecting the pre-selection. Did you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, really, it was stressful. But compared to audition, good stress. Just before the start of the Jack and Jill, you're gonna have like some, you know, dances of warming up. So you were a bit stressed. I remember I was stressed. But then when we started the Jack and Jill, it went fine, and I actually had fun during the
Yay.
dances. So yeah, and then they say, oh, okay, switch from partner to partner, and that's very fun as well. It's like, oh, you know, Reda, and you do this, and yeah, it's also a good experience in the festival. It's like everyone is here to learn and have classes, and you have a contest in the day.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's a good challenge. It's less stressful for me in my case than an audition, because I don't have to learn the choreo, the counts, everything. I'm just like doing my thing and trying to enjoy the music and the connection with the leader, with the
Yeah.
partner. So yeah, it's very good. It's a good experience, and if you can have fun, I'd say I would advise it to everyone.
We have one amateur competition, but it's you dance with someone you want to dance with, like you choose your partner. And that's about that. But the Jack and Jill sounds fun.
Yeah, we do have that. If you ever come back to France, we do have that in France, in Switzerland. So,
We'll have to sort it out. Well, we wish you all the best for Jack and Jill in April and look forward to hearing some updates on how it goes.
oh my God. If
You've
I make the first cut, it's already my goal, you know? So.
won. Cool. Step one, do it. Step two, eventually make first cut. I love it. And thank you so much for joining us today. You've given us a lot of insight into performance teams, and a lot of it, I'm sure, is new information for many people. For me, the extent of Jack and Jill's that we talked a bit before we started recording is so cool. There's loads out there. So that was a really bad exit, but you know what? We're stuck with it now.
No, it's good.
Oh, okay. So thank you so much, Deanna.
Thank you, Bobby. It was very good to talk about my experience. I quite liked it.
Yay, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And we will speak soon. Thank you for listening to the Empowered Dancers podcast. If there's an aspect of the dancing you would like to hear about, or a particular teacher you would like to hear from, drop me a message and I will try to make it happen. Make sure you subscribe to get every episode as it comes out. Thank you so much for the comments and questions you are already sharing. I really, really appreciate it, and I look forward to serving you in next week's episode.